We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. We continue on our education theme here on this Wednesday morning, and going to talk Manhattan Christian College. We have President Kevin Ingram joining us in studio. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Back from spring break. You had an interesting trip, it sounds like.
Yeah, back from spring break and glad to have our students on campus. We're always glad when they make it home safe and make it back safely, so we're glad for that. And yes, I was just telling you I got to make a trip to China at the first half of spring break, and it was pretty incredible.
Very good. Well, glad to have you back here and in one piece.
You bet.
Traveling internationally can be hard sometimes.
Well, those 14 and a half hour flights are really hard, so you can get on an airplane, and I don't mind flying, but that's a long time to be in a metal cylinder, but it was a great trip.
Yeah. So we're in the home stretch now. We're looking ahead towards the end of the school year here, but got some events coming up here right away here with free Bible classes.
Yeah, you bet. We seem to always have events going on, and we talk about that in the office often of how much we have that just keeps stacking together. And so we're in one of those as well here for the next couple of months until we finish school. And the first one coming up is our free Bible class. This is about the fifth or the sixth year that we've offered that. And it's a class that meets Tuesday nights, April 2nd, 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th from 6 to 8:30. And one of our professors, Dave Henry, Dr. Dave Henry, will be teaching on the second half of the book of Acts. And we've had anywhere from 45 to even up to 75 in the class. And they really seem to enjoy just the instruction and for people to be able to come and hear, from some of our professors and the people who attend always love Dr. Henry. And so it's just something as a way we give back to the community. That's one of our specialties. A lot of different organizations in town have a specialty. One of our specialties is teaching the Bible, and our professors really enjoy that. And so we offer this as something free just to the community, and there would be a limited number. So anybody who might be interested could get more information on our webpage, could look it up, mccks.edu, or they could also call the school and ask for more information and be able to sign up. We do ask people to sign up so we know how many are coming, because we provide drinks and snacks and everything like that for the evening, so it gives us an idea of how many to prepare for. But it's just really a neat opportunity for people who would want to dig in a little bit deeper and to hear some instruction from a gentleman who that's been his specialty. And Dave's a great communicator. So again, like the fifth or sixth time we've did it. This year we did one in the fall and also in the spring, and we've never done that before, and both have been very successful. He taught the first half in the fall and doing the second half of the book of Acts in the spring. So we'd love to have people come. Just let us know you're coming. So call the school, 539-3571.
Well, that's great. And I imagine a class like this probably prompts some debate sometimes among people who go there, because I know people interpret things differently.
Yeah, I think they do have some great discussion, and that's one thing that Dave does very well, is not just sit there and lecture the whole time. Dave's a great interactor. I got to make a trip with him to the Dominican Republic a year and a half ago, and was fun watching him even in that setting with a translator and how well he interacted with the people that we were teaching over there. And he just does a super job, and so I know he would welcome that and encourage people to talk through the issues that are there. And I think the class enjoys the discussion also. So it's very stimulating, and encourage people to participate if they'd be interested.
Okay. Again, Tuesdays in April, April 2nd, 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Vision 360, another item that's coming up.
Yeah, this I think is either our fourth or fifth event that we've had called the Vision 360. And the purpose of the evening is simply this, that it is we want to give people a 360-degree view of the impact of a small private college that sits on the corner of 14th and Anderson in Manhattan, Kansas. And we've been here for 92 years and are thrilled to have had that history. And we love not only to share that history, so we do share a little bit of the past and what's going on with the school from the past. And we do that through sharing our alumni awards. We give awards to people just for their overall impact of their life. And we have some great winners this year. And we also give one to an alumni who's serving in ministry at a church or a mission. And then thirdly, we also give one to somebody with professional excellence because of our dual degree program with Kansas State University. We love to highlight the dual degree alums that we've been able to have been able to make a difference in the world in very significant ways. And so we'll be giving away those three alumni awards. So it kind of gives a view of the history of the college, where we've been, what we've done. But we also get to see a little bit of the future and what's going on currently, because we give away our student awards. We give away a Young Thunder Award, a President's Award, and then the Frank Nunez Servant's Heart Award. And we have a male and a female who win each of those awards. So we give away six of those each year, and our faculty and staff select those winners. And right now we're currently going through the voting process of who those winners would be. But it's an opportunity for people to see just the incredible student body that we have at MCC. I've always said it, and I firmly believe it. And I'm sure a lot of other colleges feel the same way, that we have some of the best and brightest young people in the world. And we really, truly do. And so I'm excited to be able to see who the award winners are this year, because they're very deserving. And it's a way of showcasing our student body and what's going on. And at that banquet we do that night, that's part of the purpose. But then I also share about the future of MCC. For example, I've heard a lot of comments on our activity center, and people love the new look with the parking lot and the sidewalks, and it really looks like a campus with the activity center. And 3 years ago was when we started sharing that vision of, here's what we're going to be doing, here's the funds we're going to be needing, and we're thankful that God provided all those funds before we ever completed the building, so we never even had to touch a construction loan. And that's the night where we share a lot of those future goals that we have as a college. And it's called that 360 because we want people to see the impact of this small private college in Manhattan, Kansas. And it's Friday, April 12th, 6 p.m., at the Hilton Garden Inn from 6 to 6:30 is just kind of a social hour with some punch, and encourage people to get there, pick up their name tags, interact, and fellowship with those who are going to be there. And then at 6:30, we promptly start the program, and we try to be done by 8 or 8:15. It's pretty streamlined. We keep it moving just out of respect for people's time. And one thing that we love to also point out, it's a free evening. We have one of our donors who underwrites the cost of this event every year. They make a $25,000 donation to help cover the cost of the evening for the meal and everything that we do from a, just a technology perspective, because we have to have some sound equipment there and everything. And they are just a very generous couple who out of Oklahoma City and also share time in Phoenix who help underwrite that, Chuck and Kay Harrison, and we're thrilled for their partnership with us. So, again, it's a free evening. We would love to have people to come. As you just looked up while we're sitting here, looked it up on the website, people can go there and sign up and let us know that they are coming. And we have anywhere from 250 to 350 who come that night. And obviously we share the vision of MCC and what we're doing in the future, but also share our financial needs and encourage people to partner with us. But it's not required. They don't have to pay to come. It's free. Just an opportunity to hear about MCC, and we would love to have people of the Manhattan community join us that night.
Well, I had a chance to go to the Community Foundation Awards the other night and just see the amount of giving that's going on in this community. And having somebody underwrite $25,000, that just shows you here that there are so many generous people out here that support nonprofits and education.
You bet. And the CFA Awards, I was unable to go this year, but have been in the past, and it's a great night and does showcase the Manhattan community and how well the Manhattan community supports the nonprofits, how people volunteer, how they give their time, their talent, and their treasure. And that's a great illustration with that event, which has become just a regular staple event in Manhattan, to highlight that. And this is the event where we highlight some of that at MCC. And so we do appreciate the generosity of so many people who helps the nonprofits of our community, but also helps a place like Manhattan Christian College.
So that week, April 12th, is the Vision 360 Banquet. That kind of leads into the alumni reunion then.
Yeah, we kind of tie those together. We like to have a full-blown reunion every 4 years. One thing we do is we kind of target geographically where we have pockets of alumni. So in the last 4 years, we've been to Phoenix, Oklahoma City, Denver, Lincoln, Nebraska, Kansas City, Wichita. We try to have alumni events at coffee shops or even at restaurants, to where we gather with alumni in those areas, giving them an update, let them see what's going on at MCC and connect with them. And then this would be, 4 years ago we had an alumni reunion, and this would be our next four-year one, April 12th and 13th. There's going to be many events that go along with that. Since I love golf and some guys also and gals love golfing, we're going to have a golf part of that on Friday morning at 8 o'clock. And, so sorry that that's part of my job. I get to play golf that day. That's also the day of the Vision 360. So it's going to be a full day from early morning to the end. But the alumni who are coming can go to MCC classes. They can participate just in some fellowship time, campus tours, because the campus really has changed in the last 3 or 4 years. We're also going to have a special panel that are guests from professors from the past who've just really made an impact in the life of our students. Virgil Warren, who lives here in Manhattan, is coming back. Lauren Deckert, who now lives in Maryland, is coming back. Kim Klo from Texas. Dr. Don Leach lives here in Manhattan. Greg DeLort, who's one of our current faculty and our VP for Academic Affairs, but he's just been a favorite faculty member since 97. And then Mr. Steve Isom, I remember being in the first class that he taught years ago when I was a freshman, but we called him Rabbi because he taught Old Testament, but he's coming back as well. And I know our alumni, those are a lot of our favorite faculty through the years, and it'll be an opportunity to come and participate and get to see them and catch up. We've also that afternoon even having a painting time where couples, if they want to do a canvas painting, one of our alumni will be leading that. So it's going to be interesting, a lot of fun, as well as the 360 banquet that day. And then that night at 8 o'clock, we're going to have an alumni decades after party where people from the 60s, 70s, 80s can get together with people they went to school with and catch up and see what's been going on in their world. So a fun event. Again, all of this is on our website. We encourage people to check it out and come be a part of it because we would love to have them there.
All right. mccks.edu is the website. We'll take a break, come back with more with Kevin Ingram from Manhattan Christian College when we return on News Radio KMAN.